Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal. Delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beers. Eggy, you know the deal, mate.
Just a couple of shandies for breakfast.
Mate, you know the one, the tough stuff shandy.
Good.
Out now. They've got a whole heap. They've got world award-winning beers, the Quiet XPA, the Coffee Run Stout, limited edition. Get in there. And all you have to do, if you get on heapsnormal.com, chuck in duty-free at checkout for free shipping around Australia.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the
Gulf. At LAX.
Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I'm gonna please get talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie.
And we're figuring out which way to fucking look at each other.
Well, we just look straight down the camera.
Yeah, but then we don't see each other. I don't know.
Nah.
We're at Central House.
Yeah. It's going to be a bit of a...
Downstairs in the building where I do breakfast radio, where we're apparently not good enough to have a podcast on their network.
Oh, yeah.
So, fuck them.
Don't want you. What do they want?
I don't know. Not
some
this.
Stuff that's more controversial or less or
don't know I what think, happened. I think but it's all good.
There's one piece of this puzzle that's the problem for them
can't
saying
be.
And you do work for these fuckers.
It can't not, be the person that writes it
yeah.
and performs it.
I think it's yeah. I don't
guys,
think,
that's the
I don't
key part. You can get any talking mouth fuckhead to sit where I am.
If it's just another radio show.
By the way, I know it's too late for the Heaps Normal ad because we're just in it, but I just saw on the website you can win. Oh, where did the ad go? You can win like a 1992. Oh, I've got to get that back up.
Jet ski?
A Commodore.
Oh, right.
It's a 1992 Holden Commodore. Oh, it looks
just
sick.
Bashed up.
Hey, 1992 Heaps Normal Toyota Camry Executive.
Oh, right.
So you can win it or buy it from the online shop. You decide.
Okay.
Heapsnormal.com.
Nice.
Be there.
Big boots on those. You fit a lot of cartons in the back.
Really?
Two bodies.
The Toyota Camry.
Yeah, it's a big boot. The Executive, yeah.
Oh, I had no idea. Is that the...
Camrys used to hold a bit of status. They weren't just Ubers.
Yeah. They're exclusively Ubers now.
I think so.
Yeah. They've even come into cab territory. I've had a few Camry cabs. Which is right.
Oh, yeah.
Normally it's a Ford Falcon.
Brave New World. I saw a Hyundai cop car. So what's happened?
Everyone's going
probably
for it.
Electric or something. I could outrun that on foot. I got stood up by an Uber the other day. Like literally nearly ran me over to avoid picking me up in the laneway where I live. Real quiet.
Yeah.
It was 5 a.m. They looked driving.
You don't want a victim blame. But it's you standing in an alley at 5 a.m. Do you have your photo
holding
on
it up? On my,
no, but do you have your photo on your profile so they can at least clock your face?
What, do people ambush Ubers with their own name?
I don't know. I'm not an Uber driver. But was it your demeanour? Because I can't imagine you're more cheerful.
I'm away to the
at
airport
5 in the
with
morning.
A big bag.
Yeah.
I didn't look threatening.
Knife in your teeth?
I don't.
What'd you have?
I think better off.
By the way, it's a quick knife chat, apologies. My wife really appreciated her 40th birthday present.
Oh, yeah, good.
You got my wife a knife.
Yeah. She started whittling or anything with it?
No, well, she found it very funny and I said, no, Heggie told me it's like a great
It is.
French company knife.
Yeah.
She showed her mum.
Mum said, yeah, French. I know who they
and
are.
And her mum said, that is a brilliant knife.
Yeah.
And her mum thinks my TV's a bit too big for the lounge room.
Yeah.
Yet she knows knives, which well, I think not, is more of a tip rat thing.
Fucking Rambo knife.
Than having a big flat
it's
screen.
It's a folding knife for picnics.
Oh, is it?
A good one. Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. I didn't know what type of knife
did it. Did you give it to her extended? Point first. Yeah, you got you this. Little I message, said, something poking.
I said, stand against the wall, put this apple on your head.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a Heggie's present. Well, mate, we're recording the intro for this week's episode early.
Yeah.
It's the Friday before this comes out. It's Friday the 3rd of November. So yep. There's a very good chance that I may not be around for the next episode because Melbourne Cup has happened.
And
if this quaddy comes through, I'm in a helicopter.
Okay.
To a tax-free country.
You're in a helicopter for about 5 minutes, at which point I just do this podcast on my own from now on.
Have fun, mate.
Classic.
Got the quaddy.
New billionaire shit. Get me a helicopter. Whack. Natural selection.
Honestly, I'd get a studio at somewhere even. I'd just get a really grim spot. Imagine getting a corporate box at a Greyhound racetrack.
For a studio. That'd be brilliant. When they're racing, we're still in there working.
I've said that as a joke that just came to me. I assume you can get Wentworth Park, New South
you
Wales.
Can own one.
Yeah. What, they're only two nights a week, maybe.
Do you reckon they'd let you have it the whole time? I mean, we could hire out a karaoke bar. And going, all this shit's there.
Yeah.
It's appalling equipment. But you could sort that out.
Yeah.
We could go anywhere, mate.
Right.
World's the oyster.
Just got to buy this heaps normal Toyota Camry executive.
We could rip the seats out of that. Turn the front seats around in that and just have, you know.
Hold on. It said you buy it from the online shop. If you refuse to go to Bali.
Which I do. We're not buying a Camry.
How much do you reckon the heaps normal tough stuff 1992 Toyota Camry executive
it's got decals all over it.
Yeah, it's got some flames, some black flames, heaps normal.
Probably $4,500.
Ooh, you are short by, what are you short by? $48,000.
Nah.
52.99.
Jesus Christ.
Drive away, I assume, heaps normal.
Yeah, drive away price.
We might just enter the comp instead.
Nothing left to pay. That would be a burn if we won that. That would be a real stroke of luck. Imagine.
I don't know how tight it is for private company comps. I know with radio comps, there's been a lot of people fired because clearly they've given a jet ski to their mate or whatever.
Yeah.
But it would be very sus if we win the heaps normal Toyota Camry.
I think it's a disadvantage. More people you meet as I've sort of sideswiped media, you're right in there. Once you meet too many people, you meet like executives, board executives, that's charity gigs and shit of like Boys Town Lottery. I met the chief director of that, like, wow, it's ruined my kids' chances of ever winning a mansion. If they want to buy a ticket to that, I've met her.
Surely you can enter the lottery.
You can, but you probably can't win it. Can you? Someone would dig around and say, you know this person. See ya.
Oh.
I think it'd be bad.
Your kids have your wife's surname?
They got half mine, half hers.
Oh, nice.
It'd be
combo.
It'd be obvious.
I love the idea of not double barrel. Yeah. You pick three letters, I pick three. We get the number plate for the heaps normal Toyota Camry sorted.
Kogi or something on the back of that.
Yeah, what a Kirk.
I don't think you could win anything of significance ever again. Being a
man, it's fine. I got paid to do gambling and beer ads. I fucking won, mate. I'm in front. I'd have to be an absolute tip rat to fuck it up from here on out.
Yeah.
You know?
What if you won a house in a sweepstakes or something?
I couldn't. I don't enter those.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. More of a Powerball man.
I'm going to buy you a ticket to a Marta prize home on the canals of the Gold Coast.
We did a live read for one. It was like, you know, a home in Bentley or something in Melbourne, very nice area, with it was like $50,000 gold bullion or.
Oh, yeah.
Had gold bullion in there.
Sweet. Yeah, they've all got gold bullion. You buy a multi-ticket book, you're getting gold bullion. I don't even know what bullion is.
Sure.
Let's just say gold.
Is it the bars? Is bullion the fancy version of the bar?
You're not getting a big bar of 50 grand, are you?
Isn't it? I don't know.
I wouldn't think so. I don't know. I don't touch much of gold, but bar of gold must be worth $1 million.
Airport Toblerone bar of gold?
That's got to be a $1 million bar of gold.
No idea. Gold, I don't know the prices.
50 grand would be a big coin, I would think. I don't know. Bullion sounds sus, though. It's Louis who win it. Must have a bit of tin.
It sounds French. What does it mean?
Well, different spelling.
Ah.
Means soup. But anyway, stock, soup.
It's the high purity. Physical gold and silver of high purity. It is often kept in the form of bars, ingots, or coins.
Ingots. Not in WA. They're watering it down, weren't they?
Sure were.
Recently. And saying, yeah, it's fine. Everyone does it.
Well, you're on holiday now?
Yeah, as we speak.
Living the dream.
I'm on a holiday. I'm down checking out Tasmasia.
Yeah.
Australia's largest hedge maze.
Taking the kids back to Port Arthur again?
Yep. Down there for some photos. It's actually very nice down there. They don't make a big deal of your mate. they don't hand you – there's not some promo girl on the front handing out slippery nipples on your way into Port Arthur. It's respectful and it's beautiful. Get down. Man, we'll boot on with the app. I'm soon in Perth at the Oasis, I believe around the mid-November, whatever fucking weekend that is, Oasis Comedy Club and Beer Fest in Fremantle.
5th of November?
No.
It's this weekend.
15, around then. Ah. The middle of November.
Oh, I know when you're there. It's when Coldplay's there.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you picked it.
I'll be –
So you can do your gig and race straight over to see Chris Martin sing Yellow.
Can't wait. Yeah. Just a sea of mediocrity there. Unbelievable. Average music for average people.
Heggy did make the big mistake of booking in some Perth gigs. Just picked a random couple of dates in November. Locked in. Lock them in, Eddie.
Yeah.
Turns out Coldplay listeners have really bumped up the cost of those flights.
Fucking did. I got the last ticket. Months ago I booked that ticket.
And what was it?
It was like $1,200 or something. Man, this is half my fee.
Could get a cheap flight to America for the same prices. You're going to Perth on Coldplay weekend. That's grim.
That's the biggest fuck off.
Check Heggy out in Perth. Get to lukeheggy.com. His tour, Grogan, is on sale now. A bunch of the cities are on sale. I've got a stand-up special out on YouTube, live at the Corner Hotel. Thanks for everyone that's watched.
Heggy's got two of them.
Yep, I've kept your comments up. All the comments are up.
I'm going to take
Tip Rat and Have That.
Yeah, I have that's down. Just Tip Rat.
Oh, just Tip one. Rat.
Yeah, I'm streamlining.
Beautiful.
The business.
I like this.
So, yeah.
Yeah, what did I call you the other week? De Beers.
De Beers.
You flood the market with Luke Heggy content until everyone gets over it and then pull it back.
Yeah.
It becomes a rare commodity again.
Yeah.
Get on there, watch our stand-up specials. Should we get into the app?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Woo!
Mate, we're back again in Central House.
Yeah. Ooh. Film.
Very Friends-like, isn't it? Oh, no, that was Central Perk. Sorry, the coffee shop from your favourite show, Friends.
Man, I never watched a full ep of that, but I still managed to see some of it somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't avoid that.
Mm.
It's how fucking popular that was. Absolute garbage. Though,
you live Matthew Perry, obviously, we're in Central House. We don't have the toy here, but we do have Conrad.
Yeah.
On the ones and twos, controlling the cameras. He's going to have to add in a bit of a gone too soon there for Matthew Perry. Your choice, dealer's choice, Conrad, which one you want to go with, beach, moon, what are the other?
Is there a pool? There's no
yeah,
the ocean one or something. There's obviously not a spa.
Live longer than Warnie, though. So yeah, 55 right. Vicodin, better for you than lasagna sandwiches is what I've taken away from that.
I don't know if Warnie's lasagna sandwiches were virgin lasagna sandwiches.
Oh.
Like he wasn't just having that. It's not good.
A few darts on top.
A few other things on top, bit of fucking.
And when you plus Thailand, you're knocking 12 years off, you know? Yeah.
And some vitamin V pills. And four people in your house. I don't know. Something's up. Are we going to kick on, mate? This is intro for next week, isn't it? I'm going to Tasmania. So we've got to pre-record a little intro going into this. Yeah.
Well, just there, mate. What'd you miss out on? Need more oysters some down at the markets.
I'll be doing that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Me time.
Not me. And my family.
Oh, there you go. The opposite of.
Yeah.
Quite the contrary.
I was going out for a week.
Yes.
Kids got a random week off.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah, we'll just take them down there. Be good.
The French.
Yep.
What are they up to?
No good.
Although they seem to get weeks off when it's not holiday time.
Yeah.
So saving some cash.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a high car, manual high car. Funnily enough, I'm the only one who can drive it, which is fine. Won't need the insurance.
It's like the last of the Mohicans. You're the last of the manual drivers getting around, picking up fucking bargains at airports.
Yeah. Yeah. No one can do it. Mate, well, should we just kick into the episode?
Let's do it. Right.
This week, We're at episode 191. No one said we'd make it that far, but here we go. Virgin Atlantic flight VS29, June 12, 2011, Gatwick, the Barbados.
Barbados. Rare. Is that West Indies? I still don't know what's.
Yeah, it's all pretty.
The West Indies cricket team. Who are they made up of?
Caribbean, St. Nevis, St. Lucia, Barbados,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Jamaica.
Do you get the tax haven ones as well? Are they in there?
I think the whole area is covered by a bit of tax.
Great.
Yeah, it's a bit of an umbrella over it. Notable death while we're down here from 2011, Shrek the Merino Sheep. Remember Shrek?
Nah, only know Dolly, the cloned one. I didn't know there was another.
Well, this Kiwi sheep became famous when he avoided being shorn for 6 years by hiding in caves. He grew 26 kilograms of extra wool at that time, took a professional shearer 20 minutes to shear it all off, enough wool for 20 large men's suits.
Beautiful.
Court appearances. He became a national icon and even met Prime Minister Helen Clark at the time in 2004. 2006, for Shrek's 10th birthday, he was flown by helicopter out to an iceberg off the coast of Dunedin to be shorn again for charity.
Why? What's the first bit for?
I don't know, man. Sometimes we involve like animals in our ridiculous acts of charity. Shrek couldn't give a fuck about Cancer Kids board members and their annual bonuses.
Or helicopters.
Yeah, I don't think.
Don't put a sheep in a helicopter. Can't be good.
It's freezing.
That's got to be like DMT to us, you know.
When you carry a dog downstairs, they're real confused. It'd be like that to the power of 10. Shrek's going, what the fuck is an iceberg? Why am I on it?
Yeah.
Catching a helicopter
to an iceberg.
Yeah.
Really. Probably wiped years off his life. Would have lived past 2011.
Well, he was euthanized at the age of 16.
Why?
In 2011.
When you say euthanized, you mean the butcher?
Oh, you'd hope so. By the way, rip Shrek, but you know, you've got to get something out of it. You don't just die of old age and get buried.
The problem is the meat on Shrek, no good. Carrying all that extra weight for too long.
Fucking marinate it.
Yeah. Oh, you reckon?
We get salt mutton. We get salt scrapey. There's no lamb's bullshit. I think lamb's gone. It's all mutton.
Is it?
Yeah, I reckon.
I don't know. I'd trust you. You're the meat man.
I don't know.
The barbecue driveway king.
Yeah. I'll ask around. Anyway, Barbados, haven't been there for MFB, I don't believe.
Mm.
Maybe flown across it. At Grantley Adams Airport, which the USA seems to routinely commandeer and use as an airbase when they're picking a fight.
Beautiful.
They just take this airport over and go, no, there's fighter planes here now. 1981, on the same route as today's incident, but in reverse, so Barbados to Gatwick, Caribbean Airways. McDonnell Douglas DC-10.
This is every part of this.
Don't need to finish this.
Yeah. I know what's happened. Angels.
Taking off from Grantley Adams, hit a pothole.
Wow. Yeah.
Bursting a tyre. All the overhead lockers opened up. Different time, 1981. The flight crew said, oh, bugger it, we'll just continue on to Gatwick. Business as usual. With the pop tyre. Landed without incident, just with less tyres. Oh. That's how you do it. Get the bloody job done.
Oh,
whatever way you can.
This has shocked me.
Just mono it in to Gatwick.
Yeah.
Fucking pretty good.
I was expecting the complete opposite of this story.
Yeah.
Not a successful flight.
Oh, if I were on a plane that smacked into a pothole, I could smell burning rubber. I'd
be freaking out.
Throw a tantrum, do anything to get it turned around. Anyway, this week's story, we've got three protagonists here. Derek Edmund, 76, the father. Zoe King, 46, the daughter. And Martin King, 49, the son-in-law.
Okay.
And they're from Coldstone, south of London in the Sutton Croydon area. Still got grubs down there. I know there's a divide, the fucking tip rats and the well-to-dos, but they're not in the news as much, but a few slip through the London sieve and end up south somehow. Coldstone, it's pretty much a London suburb now. That's how big that fucking joint is. I live down south. That's where I live down, not there.
Near there?
No. I mean, drivable. No, way further.
How long were you there?
Year and a half, 2 years. Oh, nice. I got on and off for 2 years, really.
Yeah. What were you doing? Was that the pub?
Yeah, I was at the pub. I was at this big manor house.
Yeah.
Playing cricket. It's good.
Sick.
Good time. Pretty posh. Tea and jam and scones and shit at the cricket.
Yeah, great.
That sort of thing.
You'd love that.
I did.
Yeah.
It's great. But, although tea crosses all class boundaries.
I'm more of a beer cup snake, you know. Let's get involved. Less scones, more or how many empties can we put together?
Yeah, right. And throw balls at it instead of playing cricket.
Still calling it Mexican Wave.
I reckon posh is just what the Americans think of the English. I reckon it's gone. I don't believe in it.
Oh, they're not posh anymore.
No.
The Royals are on Oprah. It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Americans think.
There's only King Charles left with the chipolata fingers and the, you know.
He largely stays quiet, though, and that's how there's a bit of mystique. They should have stayed out of the media.
Yeah.
And that's how you perpetuate a myth and just keep taking the cash. Once people are onto it, oh, fuck this. There's Oprah and there's you know, ghostwritten autobiographies and shit.
I only know if people are alive now from Instagram stories and stuff. I just assume people have died if I don't see them on the internet for a while.
Oh, right.
And they pop back up and I think a miracle's occurred.
But that's that level.
Oh, he's at the beach with his family. All right.
Yeah. But the level of fame that some people have, they're not on the internet. Don't have to be.
Yeah. Like, isn't that perfect?
That'd be fucking fantastic.
What you want is the highest amount of money before anyone cares.
Yeah.
It's a sweet spot. Well, you don't want to get sucked into the next.
You don't have to tell me. I got fucking recognised at Big W. The worst iteration of that you can get.
Was it the staff again going, mate, we don't sell KT26s anymore? You've got to move on. Pick a new shoe. Stop shiny. Coming back.
Trying to get discount shiny shorts from my son. You're that guy from that.
You're in a tent out the front like someone waiting for Taylor Swift tickets. Got new KTs in?
There you go.
Mr. Heggie, you've got to move on.
Oh, on the KT front.
What were you getting at Big W?
Oh, a pair of shorts for my boy or something.
Oh, nice.
Useless buying brand names for that. Crazy talk. Shorts are shorts.
My wife got to be fair, they were like 70% off or something. Nike shoes for a fucking 2-year-old.
I've seen that.
They're going to be ruined.
I'd rip the ticks off. Yeah. Oh, it's embarrassing. Like toddler designer shoes.
Yeah.
Gucci shoes for your fucking baby and stuff. That's not on.
Well, it's kids' suits as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, a kid should only be in a suit once.
Yeah.
If you're ever in one.
Things haven't gone well. My mum made some suits.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
I got a photo of
the Joker.
My two brothers had like these red cool suits on.
Like the Joker.
I was too small for a suit. It's a fucking sick photo.
Yeah.
They're standing looking real cool outside a church. I think it's been baptized or something.
Yeah,
great. Had these full red safari suits on that she'd made.
Well, I don't even think there is too small for a suit now. It's probably like newborn, you know. It's probably preemie.
You get a suit for a fucking chihuahua if you want.
Yeah, there's probably preemie suits.
Ugh.
You know.
Or you get one surgically inserted so you come out in a tuxedo or something.
Try and put it on like you're building a ship in a bottle. Well, some kids, you see earrings now that have to be day one earrings.
Babies with earrings.
Oh.
I mean, we used to cut kids' cocks, bits of their cocks off.
Yeah, that's true.
In the 70s, just for something to do. That's horrific. But earrings,
yeah.
A bit more outward, isn't it?
Mm.
I reckon posh is, I don't know. Can't tell me that butlers and shit aren't picking their noses and wiping snot underneath the handles and stuff, pillows of their masters, having a little dig around in their freckles through their slacks when they've got ass butter, and then serving up food. It's a hot day outside. King won't turn the aircon on in the servants' quarters. Fucking.
Well, you and I have both done a gig at that place, Raheen. Did you do a gig for Comedy Festival for the Pratts out at Kew? It's a huge mansion. No. It's the Pratt family mansion. It's called Raheen.
No, but I think
I thought you did one there.
I think I might have got it, and then they sacked me and put you on or something.
No,
I did a gig for Vizzy recently though.
Okay. Yeah, well, the Pratt family that own Vizzy, Raheen, their big mansion, I went out there to do a gig. And
what's the Raheen thing? It's the name of a former houseboy or something.
I don't know. It's just
buried on the property.
It's just the name of the house,
which
I only see the richest people have. And then when I grew up in Hoppers Crossing, there was a new estate that was called Central Park.
Yep.
They just try to. You go, man, there's a Ford and a Toyota dealership attached to this.
Yeah.
It's not Central Park.
I don't see art. I don't see Garfunkel and Simon there doing a concert outside Toyota.
Yeah. John Lennon, not shot near here. A lot of people getting shot, don't worry. Just not the Beatles. But the new houses there we thought were fucking la-di-da because a lot of them had, it must have been like a Henley Holmes style pick a house and land package, and it comes with a nameplate.
Yeah, exactly.
So people just, it's either zone 3, all the richest people.
Yeah.
I think.
No, they fill their little homes. McMansion courtyards with shit. There's like a fucking Buddha having a face off with a garden gnome. They're just fucking mad shit out the front there.
Going for it.
Yeah.
Getting down to Chris Amari's plant farm.
Yeah, nah. Chris Amari's plant, is that a joint there?
Yeah, it used to be. I don't know what happened.
Oh, flower power.
Conrad would definitely know Chris Amari's. No. Nah.
What? Your gardener?
Well,
like, what the fuck?
No, nah, just an ad.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's just an ad. Conrad was in TV. Still is in TV. Mm. I'm sure he would have seen Chris Amari. Anyway.
Maybe he doesn't watch ads.
Add in a bit of Chris Amari. Thanks, Conrad.
He's going to be fucking busy.
Fuck, he's taking
now
notes.
He's sitting here. It's like, mate, do this later and this as well.
Yeah.
Mate, I forgot you were the other side of the thing, but now you're here.
We're 13 minutes into him filming an episode for us and he's already known. He's made a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He regrets this.
From Coldson in the UK, British woodsman, helicopter crash survivor and bushcraft expert Ray Mears.
Good combo.
He's from – it's good.
You want to be – I hope he hasn't had to learn that based on the – you know, I hope he had no idea about bushcraft.
In that
and
order.
And then the helicopters crashed and you go, fuck, I've got to, you know, sink or swim.
While he was – he's – mate, get into his stuff if you haven't already. You seen Ray Mears?
No.
Fucking great. He's a survivalist. Other than him, no one really from Coldson, just a bunch of milky tea drinkers with the – standard British layer of fucking scum floating around on it that the rich and the poor have to drink. In the incident, though, taking us a while here, but fuck it, we're here now. Derek, his daughter Zoe, and his son-in-law Martin all travelling to Barbados to celebrate Zoe's birthday. I tell you, I'm not looking forward to the prospect of a son-in-law. But
oh, really?
I don't know. The stakes are fucking high, aren't they?
Could have two.
Like, what if he's...
We could have none.
Could have none. That'd
could
be
have
ideal.
Two daughter-in-laws.
That'd be fine.
You never know.
I mean, anyone can do what they want, despite what you sometimes say. But, yeah, I know. Yeah. Good. But I don't know. What if his dad's bored? What if he's weak?
Mate, if I end up with, two son-in-laws, set. That's going to be great.
Oh.
You lads can pay for your own weddings.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But they start buying kids and stuff now.
Yeah.
That's when the real expense starts.
Just when I thought they'd figured it all out, they get sucked into our bullshit.
Yeah. I suspect Derek and Martin are drinking buddies. Martin happened to marry Derek's daughter in the bargain. You ever seen that?
No.
Equally correct. You don't really want someone you know independently marrying your daughter.
Nah.
Like, obviously, it can work out. The track record's not good.
Yeah, because the person you're introducing your daughter to – or to your daughter, for them, that you want a boring person. You don't want, this guy's a fucking, we just had a week in Vegas together.
Yeah.
So you should meet him.
It's a tricky fucking one though. Like it's a real balance. You want a wet loser.
Yeah.
That's her whole life.
Yeah.
She's got to stick around with this ass fucking boring piece of shit.
Yeah, that's true.
You should, you have to put him through some hazing before. Yeah. I don't mean do that just by bashing potential suitors, but, you know, there should be some proper, well-thought-out hazing. I'm going to get on it. I've got about 10 years, I reckon. I had a look at their suspected itinerary, most likely straight off the plane into McBride's Irish Music Pub and Nightclub in St. Lawrence's Gap. Great spot. Boasts quite a robust 3.5-star rating on TripAdvisor.
Yeah, not bad.
In fact, it's recently changed its name to McNaughty's Grub and Pub.
Well.
Hints in the name, isn't it? Pub Grub.
Yeah, you don't have to put grub there.
Pub grub means different things to different people, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you are a pub grub. I like to eat some of it sometimes. Schnitty's now and other sorts of lowy food. Inexplicably, they're putting it on top of the chips. What do you make of that?
No, not a fan.
Fucking get a bigger plate.
Yeah.
Or just smaller service, something. But on the chips, fucking pain in the ass.
Mm.
Steak on the chips, I'm not one of those people, but if I were, I'd be sending that back.
Yeah, because all the juice out of the steak is... Sucking up the chips.
Around.
Yeah.
Fucking sorted out. Chips in a bowl or something if the plate's too big.
I didn't ask for chips with a steak topper.
Yeah. I think it's not on. I think we should put a stop to it.
How many flavors of Parma on a Palmy night before you don't trust it?
I don't believe I've ever had a Parma. It's so disgusting. I've had chicken schnit that I've made or my mum's made or something.
What do you mean you haven't had a Parma?
What's the difference between a schnitzel and a Parma?
Well, ham, cheese.
Oh, yeah, never had it.
Sauce.
I've never eaten schnitzel, maybe in a German restaurant or something. Like in a pub, I wouldn't think to order that.
What are you getting at a pub?
I don't know, a steak or a burger.
Why are you getting steak at a... Get a steak at a steakhouse.
Or get pub your fucking schnitzel at a German restaurant there.
I don't want to go to a German restaurant.
I know you don't, but what are they fucking hiding?
They're hiding ham and cheese from their fucking schnitzel. Yeah, that's what they need.
Fucking
Parmigiana, the crumbs, Italian flair.
Crumbs can hide a lot of fucking sins on meat.
No, but you get a good... Debit. Hey, you're in Melbourne all weekend. We're getting a good Parma.
I can't.
A good one.
Besides the fact that I don't think, you know, it's not really the food I'd sort of go out for, they're too big.
Yeah.
It's about A3 size now, fucking schnit.
Yeah, good one.
I can't eat like that size. What have they done to it? They hammered a chicken flat.
That's the problem. Massive. You must not have had one for a long time. Any flat schnitty now is no good. Unless it is at a German restaurant. You want like proper breast hit a little bit, but still thick.
How are they so big then? The size bigger than a fucking plate.
We're all bigger. Don't worry. Chickens are just keeping up.
Tony, on the topic of McNaughty's Grub and Pub, Tony W on TripAdvisor, his wife had a doggy bag from the restaurant next door, 2022. Oh. They'd been next door, had a feed, walked into McNaughty's, bouncer didn't let them in and laughed at them.
Fair enough.
I'm on his side so far.
The bouncer? Yeah. Because if you're getting a doggy bag, it's straight home.
Yeah. You know how you get booze into pubs, though? Like, I don't do it, but I've thought about this.
Drink beforehand, walk in.
Yeah, but don't, like, obviously hiding hip flasks and shit. But if you got something, you look like you've just been at a function or something, you got a gift wrap your fucking bottle of wine or something. Like, really gift wrap it up. Yeah. Cellophane, ribbons, shit like that. Sorry, I just won this in the raffle at my work function. Do you mind? It's in this wine bag.
I also love that you're giving me shit for eating chicken parmas and calling me a pub grub, and yet you're wrapping fucking champagne in cellophane.
I'm just giving tips out.
Pink
from the
cellophane
top.
With some polka dot.
It's a bottle ribbon. Of 2 years old, and it's cold, and it's in this champagne for you gift box.
I love the idea. You know, now you can get the little sort of bows that just have the sticky back that you can stick on. So just one of those on a long neck. mate, it's for me nan.
Tony's family, they won't be back though. he took his beef with the joint so far as to repost the same review on their Facebook page. He's cut and pasted TripAdvisor over Facebook. Whereas
what a loser.
I know. Fucking dork.
Although I do appreciate him attacking on numerous fronts, you know, just in case they've got their guard up on TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
He's come from the side as well. Bang, got you on Facebook.
Different kettle of fish here, but on the topic of cutting and pasting, I forgot to mention this earlier. I put an email into the Gold Coast Airport. One of our listeners may be able to help with this. I don't know if they're a bit more tenacious, but I asked for the NRG sign.
Yeah.
I said, look, if you're demolishing NRG, can I have that fucking sign?
Yeah.
It's going to go on a skip. I'll even buy it off you, whatever.
Yeah.
Had to do it on their website, little box thing, like,
yeah.
And then I sent an email as well. I cut and pasted, put it in the email, and their Facebook page shit, so I didn't put it on there. But if anyone has any other ideas where I can cut and paste that, it's still in Control V in my computer now. The paragraph,
yeah.
So yeah, I need to get on it.
That's
that'd
one
be a
thing
sick prop.
I'm told that a bad thing about. I don't think iPhones have it, which is a clipboard on the phone. So if I copy paste shit, it'll stay on a clipboard for ages. So when I'm like promoting
stuff,
my special,
or just the last thing you did.
No. So when if I'm doing promo for my special, I can hold it down, clipboard, and you can go through. There's all this stuff, right? Don't show that. I think there were some passwords, but I love it. But I got told certain apps are trying to pinch what's
in your
clipboard.
Yeah,
but it is nice that occasionally I go on the clipboard and go, what have I copy pasted blind? Trying to send it's a bad history.
It's not a wise thing to have.
But I like that you can just write a bunch of shit that you want to send over the course of your life, and
if
it just always sits there.
Send the wrong
there.
One to someone.
Yeah, definitely. That could happen anyway.
Wait till you got some of these fuckers and you haven't got them. You send some wrong shit out at night without your glasses on.
Hold on, are you building a building a defence already.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting out in front of a few
things. Didn't have glasses on. So I sent the dick pic to the...
I thought it was my pet. Whereas M1771ZK Joni said that on St. Patrick's Day, they went looking for a pub night, but McBride's was just a name. They were playing rap music in the Irish pub.
Oof.
And there were a lot of kids there. No diddly eye. They felt old.
Yeah. But also,
don't go to a pub that's playing fucking loud music. I don't know.
Yeah, and also the kids there, the problem they're going to have isn't the naughty words in the rap song.
No.
If you're at an Irish pub late at night.
They're talking kids like 25
years old. Oh, okay, okay.
That's how old.
Yeah.
Like I call some people kids because they're fucking immature. Derek Martin and Zoe have been drinking for all of the eight-hour flight and are becoming quite rowdy. No details, so we'll have to speculate. Some good old-fashioned English banter, I suspect.
Any sugar brick top? No, I'm sweet enough.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe some yelling, we beat you all in the World Cup in 1966, that crumbling empire shit that they still go on with. They love that. They're clinging to that. Yeah. One World Cup and two World Wars, doodah. You still see people singing that on the phone. Yeah, man, you're born in the
when you've got to 90s. When you've got to add colour to your fucking victory footage.
Yeah.
Look at this. Look when we won.
Yeah.
What do you mean there's colour? No, we did that lately.
Let's get the highlighter out on it.
Yeah. Man, it's becoming that for my AFL team, Essendon. It's not that far
back. Black and white.
They haven't won a grand final since 2000.
That's not that bad.
That's fucking pretty bad.
How many teams are there? 20?
18?
That's standard. Yeah. Only 23 years ago.
Yeah, but there weren't that many teams. You know, and they're a good club. Like, they've always big membership. But, you know, they should be good. They're one of the keys, one of the key clubs.
Not anymore. Shit, aren't they?
It's a shame.
I'd stop following them if I were you.
Yeah, can you swap? I think we've spoken about this before. You should be able to swap.
Yeah, it'd be shameful down here though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh,
people are very into it. People are offended when I tell them I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Well, I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, but you still got a team.
Yeah, that's true.
You still got the stable table with your favourite player on the cushion.
Well, my badge is on right now. Yeah. You'll be able to see him if you watch this on YouTube.
These are stuff. A Danish family sitting behind them complained that they were being too noisy, asked them to keep it down. That was a mistake.
Mm.
Derek and his family obviously ignored the request, keep the noise down. Well, they say it's like those, you know, those Aussie dobbers who move somewhere noisy situation.
Oh, yeah.
Alan Jones.
Yeah.
It's just
we bought a unit above a nightclub.
Yeah. Now you're shut down.
Hear a bit of doof-doof at 1 a.m.
Yeah, shut it down. Yeah. My babies are sleeping. Alan Jones right near the Opera House.
Really?
He used to get concerts and shit shut down if they're on the steps. 11:01, pull the plug. I'm on the phone to Johnny right now. Derek.
Although,
Martin,
if you're Alan Jones, just triple glaze your windows or something. Surely he's not. Like, I used to live at a place in the city.
I don't think it's a noise thing. It's a power thing. So it's all you got.
You just hope you're never that sad.
Yeah, I don't know. They haven't got a good track record, all the golden tonsils types.
Yeah.
Lawsy, Zermanic, Jones, Cody. Yep. We bring to it. Like Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young.
I'm fighting
Cody
it.
On the end.
Man, I'm fighting the power on the project. No jacket. I'm the only one that's avoided it.
Do they keep asking you to put one on?
I know Sam Taunton does all the time.
Asks you to?
Yeah, he refers to me as the worst dressed man on television.
Did you say that on air?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's the running joke.
Yeah, right.
Like, you're not trapping.
You get in there
me.
And I got say, sucked you cold, in once. Nick? You're cold and they're holding some up or something.
No. They know now. Shirt, sleeves rolled up. Let's go.
You could do a blazer with the sleeves rolled up, Billy Ocean style, pop the collar.
Big collar over the.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Big shirt collar. Early 2000s look. Love it.
Derek Martin and Zoe didn't like being told what to do, so they all ended up in a fight.
Here we go.
Big brawl. Danes, in my living experience, Danes are not traditionally as violent and drunk as the British, but you don't hear of ill-tempered Danes.
And they're starting off in a bad position. They've got their back to the ones, you know.
The Danes were behind them.
No. That's what I mean. If you're going to start a fight, like if I ask someone to quiet down in front of me, as soon as they're head, I'd have to take that as a move of aggression and just coward punch just to be safe.
Yeah. The Danes don't.
Yeah.
But the Danes were sitting behind.
No, that's what I'm saying. They've asked the Poms in front of them to quiet down, so they're in a prime position if something kicks off.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't think they thought that way. They're not from fucking Werribee. I think that part of the world's fairly peaceful as a positive stereotype.
There's no way actual Viking blood.
Yeah, they've come right down there. There was some, remember that, there was an entrepreneur like you, Peter Madsen, a few years ago, who murdered a journalist on his submarine. He got a Netflix special.
Oh, that's right.
That's what you have to do. What do I have to do? Shot this thing. Shot this comedy special. Now I got to murder someone. Peter's mum is Peter Madsen.
Well, that Ocean Gate.
That was an Ocean Gate.
No. I just mean that could have been a murder suicide.
Oh yeah.
Just invite four of my enemies down into my sub that has an Xbox controller running.
You reckon Ocean Gate guy was just a philanthropist, didn't like billionaires. I'll take you. I'll take one of your kids who's solving Rubik's Cubes, wipe out the bloodline, done. World will be better. Peter Madsen, his mum left with the kids from an abusive relationship when Peter was six. 2 years later, Peter moved back in with his dad. They started building rockets and blowing stuff up. It's nice to find some common interest with your kids, isn't it? You've got a
fun dad.
Eight-year-old fun dad, yeah. Anyway, he's in jail now. But the fact that that's world news from Denmark indicates that it's unusual.
Yeah.
That happened most days in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Denmark, that's a once-in-a-generation crime. Punches were being thrown by both families. The kings also found the time to lob some hot coffee on the Danes.
Oh.
This will warm you fucking Nordics up. Whack. Long whack to the face.
And what the Danes don't realise, if the English have hot coffee, I've done this before, you have a few too many. No, you have a few too many on a plane and you think, oh, I've got to get out of this.
Yeah.
Coffee, let's blast out of this zone, get back to sober. So the English were actually trying to write the, they were trying to stop the wobbles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Everyone should be lenient on them for that, for having a coffee.
Yeah.
It's what all heroes do when they're fucking.
Look like self-improvement towards the end of this flight.
Yeah, they're trying. airplane coffee's not that hot, so whatever. One witness, Elsa Bradford, 70, said, it was unbelievable. It was like something out of a movie. I saw a woman shout, you swore in front of my child.
Oh.
Here we go. She said it about six times, each time louder than the last one. Then she said, and it's my birthday.
Which is the most childish thing.
Yes.
Could have said.
Yeah, unless you're a child, you should never say it. She continued, I heard more and more voices getting involved. There's about 5 minutes of shouting while people gathered around. Before I knew it, they were throwing punches and jumping on each other. Most of the people were standing on their seats while throwing punches. That's a wise move. Get more swing. Standing on the seat. Yeah, if you don't get much room to stand, your knees are against the seat. Stand on the seat.
Yeah.
Punch down then, literally and figuratively.
Well, again, why is no family thought to just get out of their aisle, get out of their row?
Takes too long.
Block the – you just need two to take on three for a sec as the aisle seat gets out and blocks the other aisle seat off.
Yeah.
And again, both sides.
You do that for your second plane flight, but you can't coordinate. You've got to tell them.
Yeah. We should almost make a video where we break down the
advice,
best
fighting methods.
There's a plane at Melbourne Airport that you can film on.
Yeah.
That a lot of TV shows film on. Yeah.
Preparation is key. Know before you get on. Like soldiers, you know.
Mm.
Don't ever have both shoes off at once, one at a time, that sort of thing.
Yep.
One of you out in the aisle blocking the FAs. Another one, you choose your seats based on it as well, where you can get the best fighting done. The fight was vicious and frightening, with punches going off in all directions, she said. It took 30 minutes for staff and passengers to get the fight under control. That's according to witnesses. I think that's an exaggeration. I'd put it at 5 minutes, which is longer than 99% of most fights. Most fights are over less than 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That's
30 minutes, you need that Floyd Mayweather, cardio.
30 minutes.
And
they're
getting a minute in between rounds.
Even
it's not happening. There's no way three English, palms full of piss 8 hours into a flight, I don't care how strong the coffee is.
No, they're not doing that.
They don't have that energy.
So I think witnesses are just idiots. That's the problem.
Yeah.
People don't have a concept of time. Same but in stand-up comedy.
Do you throw out the rest of it? Do you throw out, if you're in the police report, it's like they were fighting for 30 minutes. You go, well, now I can't believe that you told them eight times that they were swearing in front of the kids.
Yeah. Well, yeah, once they're unreliable, that's it.
Yeah.
If the glove don't fit,
those
whole cases are won and lost on one unreliable piece of evidence from witness, and they're all unreliable. They're fucking dumb. So the standard measurement of time, same in stand-up comedy. People go, oh, he did this five-minute joke about this. I don't think he did. About 20 seconds. You're saying 5 minutes because that's the standard measurement, you fucking idiot. Even the longest jokes go for no more than a minute. Oh, that's fucking ridiculous. So when they landed in Barbados, more than a dozen police officers were waiting for the plane. They came and took 10 people, including crew, for questioning. Zoe left the plane with her arm in a sling and her husband Martin had a black eye. Derek, the 76-year-old pensioner, didn't get reported as having any major injuries.
Even so he can scrap.
Well, even if one hits you, it's hard to hit a 76-year-old, isn't it? They fucking fold up. Like even the ones who are yelling and carrying on and shit. You punch a 76-year-old, they bruise real easy.
Yeah.
You're going to look like a fucking arsehole later on.
But it could be a staunch one. Real tough one.
The skin's still.
Yeah, the skin's the skin.
Yeah.
And if they are tough, it's not like they've been moisturising the whole time.
Oh, Chinese burn will take three layers off.
Get to the bone.
Oh, good, yeah. The legs look like Wagyu.
It's like lamb shank.
Ah, yeah.
Just pick the quad off. Hold his waist and shake him and all the
bones go to the bottom.
His femur's in his shoe. Just shook it loose.
They appeared in court and were charged with disruptive behaviour on an aircraft. Whole family banned for life from travelling with Virgin Atlantic. Each person was also fined $3,750. That's the three of them. Danes got nothing. I reckon that's on form.
Yeah. As in the country?
Yeah. Once you retaliate, you usually get punished, like in school, for snitching and shit or punching back. You'll get punished the same. We've driven that through into adulthood. These people are Danish. You're all right.
Yeah. Well, I think, clearly the English were annoying the fuck out of everyone else on board. The Danes have told them to stop.
Yeah.
Then a fight's kicked off. So everyone around them's like, well, at least they had the balls to tell them to stop.
Yeah.
Whenever it gets time to talk to the cops, we'll remember that.
Oh, always vocalise
stop
before you belt the shit out of someone. Always.
That's why cops do it.
Yeah.
Stop running at me. Pow, pow, pow. Oops,
they do it three
body
times.
Body cam's on.
I told him three times to stop. Then I killed him. Okay. You want your hair ruffled before you go home? To close this episode out, mate, we've got some wise words.
Oh, great.
From internet user Jim from Jupiter in Florida.
Jim's comments. Yeah.
Jim's comments is from Florida. Jupiter. It's a place called Jupiter. It's pretty good. This puts it all into perspective. Anytime you can find 150 plus people for 8 hours, there's potential for all kinds of problems. Drinking makes some rowdy, but makes more fall asleep, so they won't bother anyone. Nobody got seriously hurt and the rowdies were arrested, so you teetotalers and vegans don't need to get your panties in a bunch trying to regulate the rest of us, okay? BTW, if you're in such good health, you should be able to kick everyone else's butt, shouldn't you? That is pretty good. Somewhat,
I love that. He's condoned violence, drinking heaps, and then he's gone vegans and said butts instead of ass. He'd be one of those if you swore, he'd go, whoa. Yeah. Like he'd say, you know.
Same as like a lot of churchy types. No cussing, please.
Yeah.
And tell their wife to go and sit in the car. I told you to sit in the car.
I do like that idea, though, where it's like most people will fall asleep. And I think that's true.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
fuck,
booze would be
twice a day. But it's not, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
Don't have to agree with everything. But vegans just get dragged into heaps of shit, don't they? It's unnecessary, that dig. They're fairly peaceful by nature.
Yeah.
It's the less killings they commission, like the rest of us.
Yeah.
And yet they're the fucking vegan.
They would, if they could not talk about it.
Yeah, that comes with
would be perfect.
Yeah.
But they can't. It's like the Matthew Perry death.
But how do you know?
My favourite. When they're like, he'd been sober for 18 months and people underneath, I'm going to miss friends so much. I've been sober for 7 months, 3 days. They just have to say it.
Mm. It's more of a selfish thing. I think there must be vegans we don't know about.
Yeah.
Just cruising around.
Yep.
The good ones.
Now we've turned into Jim.
I mean, we're no better than Jim. I'll vet
no,
them.
No, not at all. Yeah.
Once I know, pretty good.
It's only the ones that start the cult like Bali come over for a health retreat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, perverts still proliferate in veganism. Don't worry about that. There's a lot of one man servicing lots of women sort of situations. It's like yoga. Veganism's bit tied in with that. I think that's the problem.
I've got a mate who listens to this.
Yep.
And I won't say a name, but hiya.
Yeah.
I give a shit about that all the time.
Well, yeah, watch out for the perverts then if you're a vegan.
Yeah.
Other than that, take it easy, everyone.
And thanks for commenting, Jim. Thanks for listening to the ep. We'll be back next week. Patreon.com/midflightbrawl if you want to support the show. Get access to live tickets early, early access to these episodes ad-free. You know what to do. There's a camera there now. Click here. I'll put that there later. See you next time. Oi. Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid-flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.